For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Ag Giant Bear is celebrating a federal EPA decision made Tuesday, allowing farmers to continue using its dicamba-based weed killer for the next 5 years. But the decision comes after the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently ruled that the EPA has failed to consider how those products are hurting other farmers' crops. Nathan Donnelly is a senior scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity and says the decision is pitting farmers against each other.
The EPA is looking out for the pesticide companies' interests more than they are the people or the countries. And that's really worrisome because they're the last line of defense when it comes to putting in regulations and restrictions that protect the environment and human health.
Donnelly's organization and other environmental groups plan to challenge the decision. The attorney for a St. Louis couple facing felony charges for waving guns at racial injustice protesters who marched near their home asked the judge Wednesday to remove the city's top prosecutor and her entire office from the case. A grand jury earlier this month indicted Mark McCloskey and his wife Patricia on charges of unlawful use of a weapon and evidence tampering. The effort to disqualify Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, a Democrat, contends that her prosecution is politically motivated. The McCloskeys have become celebrities in conservative circles. They've been in contact with Republican President Donald Trump and spoke on video at the opening night of the Republican National Convention. A hospital in Springfield is reopening an outdoor unit to help it treat COVID-19 and flu patients. Mercy Hospital says the trailer outside its emergency room is intended to keep patients with respiratory issues away from patients inside the hospital, while also treating them more quickly. The unit is opening as Missouri hospitals respond to a continued increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations and cases. State Health Department data shows 1,527 people were hospitalized with suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of Tuesday. Yesterday, state health officials had confirmed 174,632 cases since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,915 from Tuesday. Missouri has also recorded 2,870 deaths, 32 more than Tuesday. The federal government has closed a coronavirus testing lab in Missouri over concerns about test accuracy. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services earlier this week suspended Gamma Healthcare's Poplar Bluff license, and a federal judge ruled yesterday he won't step in to keep the lab open. The Poplar Bluff lab tested for coronavirus at around 2,500 nursing homes in 11 states. Those states included Arkansas, Illinois, Kansas, and Missouri, among others. Health officials say two testing machines at the lab operated for months, producing false negatives on over a quarter of known positive COVID-19 samples. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.